A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Light. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, here on earth, as it is done in heaven. Hear our prayer, O Lord, give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. I lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood, from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, may you and your people arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The Lord will arise over you and your house, and his glory will be seen upon you. You and yours shall see and become radiant, and your hearts shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you and your family. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you and your house. The Lord will be to you and your people an everlasting light, and God will be your glory. The Lord our God has called you and your house in righteousness, and will hold your hand, and will keep you and your people. Your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you and your house. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you and your family continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You and your house shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principality and power, that the angel of God shall come between you and your house and the camp of the enemy, Satan, and be a cloud of darkness to the one, but give light by night to you and your house, so that the enemy may not come near you. I pray that you and your people will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you and yours shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and you shall have light in your dwellings. For your house is with God, and he has made with you and your house an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For the Lord is our salvation, and he will make you and your house increase. You shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. I pray that God will watch over you and your house. His lamp will shine upon your heads, and you and your people will walk through darkness by his light, for the friendly counsel of God is over your house. The Lord shall lift up the light of his countenance upon you and your house, and put gladness in your hearts. The Lord will bring you and your people by a way you did not know. He will lead you and pass you have not known. He will make darkness light before you, and crooked places straight. These things he will do for you in your house, and not forsake you. For the Lord is your light and your salvation. The Lord is the strength of your life. You shall have light and gladness, joy and honor, wisdom and might. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O kindreds of peoples. Offer the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Offer a sacrifice of joy, bring the sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord, and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, I ask that the Spirit of God is in you and your people. Light and understanding, revelation and wisdom are found in you and yours. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God the Father in heaven. Your light shall be like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The Lord grant you and your people to be a light to the world, a burning, shining lamp, for you and your house was once darkness, but now you and yours are light in the Lord. May you and your people walk as children of light, walk in the light of the Lord. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You children of light and people of the day, you are not of the night nor of darkness. If the night shall be light about you and your house, when you and your people sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to you. For you are of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In Jesus' name, his name alone is exalted, I ask that you and your people be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you and your family may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you and your people to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. For God has delivered you and your house from the power of darkness, and translated you and your family into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom you have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set glory above the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, the appointed heir of all things, may you and your people commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. O send out your light and your truth, O Lord. Let the light and truth of God Almighty lead you and your people. Let them bring you and your family to his holy hill and to his tabernacle. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person, that the Lord be your lamp, the Lord God enlighten your darkness with the light of life. For Jesus Christ has lovingly delivered your souls from the pit of corruption. He has redeemed your souls from going down to the pit. You and your people shall see the light. For the Lord has delivered your souls from death. He has delivered your feet from falling, that you and your family may walk before God in the light of the living. I ask in Jesus' name, his name Emmanuel, that you and yours will know the joyful sound. I pray that you and your people will walk in the light of God's countenance. You and your house will love the Lord and hate evil. The Lord will preserve your souls and deliver you and your house out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for you and your family, and gladness for your upright hearts. You and your people will not be afraid of evil tidings. Your hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Your hearts are established. You and your people will not be afraid. You will never be shaken, for the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I pray that our Father and God will open to you and your house a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. May the entrance of his words give light to your souls and understanding to your minds. In Jesus' name, the Lord our righteousness, let the light of your eyes rejoice your heart. The lamp of the body is the eye. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, thanks to the name of the Lord, that your eyes be good, your whole body be full of light, that God will open your eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that you and your people will cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. I pray that you and your family will follow Jesus Christ and not walk in darkness, but have the light of life, and that his light will guide your feet into the way of peace. May our Lord God guide you and your house so you and your family will walk in the light as Jesus Christ is in the light, and have fellowship with other saints, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son will cleanse you and your family from all sin. I pray that the love of God is poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to you, that the morning star arise in your hearts, that there is no cause for stumbling in you and your house. You and your people are righteous. You are the branch of God's planting, the work of his hands, that he may be glorified. For Jesus Christ is the true light, which gives light to you and your house. How precious is his loving kindness! May you and your family put your trust under the shadow of his wings, and be abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. May you and your people drink from the rivers of his pleasures, for with the Lord is the fountain of life. May you and yours rest in his light. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Concerning these things I pray for you and your house. I come into agreement with you, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence. For God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. I ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, believing that you and your descendants receive all that I ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears me. petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what I have asked shall be given to you and your house. For it is written, Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. In Jesus' name, so be it. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen. We pray that this prayer has and will continue to bless you. And for more prayers, books, booklets, and articles, we invite you to join us at our website located at www.newpromise.net.